and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? An amazing question, right? Yes, Jesse, it is amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you just got to, because we are here at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, I heard around the world, so different time zone for different folks. And you just wish you could just sit and watch it, but you got to run around. You can listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line on talk and podcast, right? But listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And we're going to catch up with your super chats as well. It is Tuesday. Yeehaw! And Tuesdays are amazing. Because it reminds me, at least, of the good old days when America was amazing. Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Country and Western Tunes is an amazing song. A lot of people like that song too. I hear several people all the time, hey, love that song. And I understand. It is amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. I heard this story. It's not my story. I heard this story. I may have mentioned this before. So what I'm about to tell you, not my story. I heard someone else say it, and it made so much sense about reality and life itself, Earth. By the way, Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. But I heard this story, and it made so much sense about this bat cage. And this bat cage was deep, deep, dark, way deep down in the cave. And down in that cave is nothing but darkness. I'm not able to tell the story the way I heard it, but it was interesting. I'll do my best. I'm black. You black. And in this stage was nothing but darkness. And as you know, bats cannot see. And so they live in a dark night cage all the time. And then when they do come out of the cage, they come out at night. Only at night, because they can't see in the light. And so in this cage, there were thousands of bats fighting over each other, running over each other, yelling at each other, crashing into each other, just carrying on in this dark cage. And so one bat finally thought to himself, you know what? I don't like it in this dark cage. I've been all my life, I've been in a dark cage. And it's just miserable in here. I don't want to be in darkness all my life. Only time I go out of this cage is in darkness. I still can't see. And this bat realized that the runner of the bat cage, the president of the bat cage, and the government of the bat cage, and the preachers of the bat cage, the religious people, they wanted it that way. Because all of their lives, they've been told that there's only darkness. This is all you have. You got to stay in this cage. You can't see. And so this bat decided, I'm going to organize. I'm going to tell the people there has to be something better. And I'm tired of living this way. I just don't want to do it anymore. I want out of here. So the bat called together a meeting inside the dark cage, down in there, way down in there. And he said to the people that showed up to the meeting, there has to be a better way. There has to be another way. I'm tired of living in darkness, aren't you? And some of the people say, yeah, I am too. I've not seen any light, and I'm miserable living this way. And then some of the people at the meeting said, oh, no, we can't leave here. No, they're not going to let us leave. They're not going to let us go to the light. Our friends are going to get mad. Our family members are going to get mad if we try to go outside to the light during the day. We're going to lose relationships with everybody. Some people caring all about that. They didn't want to lose their friends. They didn't want to lose anything. And then they felt like they were afraid that if they do try to leave, the guards of the city, the police and everybody are going to try to stop them. Their leaders, the civil rights leaders and everybody going to try to stop them, so they were afraid. But then this one Baptist organizer saying, he was like, well, those who want to get out of here tomorrow, I'm going to go to the edge of the cage. I'm going to go to the door of the cage, and I'm going to make an attempt to get out of here. There has to be something better. I just don't want to live in darkness anymore. I want to see. What?
Cave.
Cave. Not cage. Cave. C-A-V-E. They lived in the dark. Cave. Bats living in a cave. You know how bats live in a cave, right? They can't see. So they stay underground, then they come out at night and fly around. And so the organizer of the bats said, all those that want to try to get out of here, let's make the first attempt tomorrow. Let's go up to the door of the cave during the daylight and see if we can get out of what's going to happen. And so the next day, a few of them, afraid, shaking in their boots, didn't know what to expect, worried, just didn't know what's going to happen. They didn't know if they were going to be stopped along the way by the other bats who were jealous that they were trying to leave, who was envy that these people tried to get out of here. I can't believe you want to leave. You trying to stand up for yourself? Uh-uh. You trying to be an individual? They were jealous. And they were afraid that these people would try to, these bats would try to stop them too. They were even afraid that their mother, the bat mama, would start telling their bat brothers and sisters that they were trying to leave the house. They ain't going to leave mama. Can you believe they ain't going to leave me? I had them. I took care of them. Now they want to leave. They want to go into the light. They want to be independent. Uh-uh. And the bat mama built an army because she didn't like the fact that the adults were trying to get away from her, the bat mama. And so the next morning, shaking in fear, because they didn't know what was going to happen, what to expect. The daylight came, and they went up to the open of the cage, the cave, C-A-V-E, cave. And when they went up there, they got right at the edge of it, and the sun was bright. And they kind of looked out. And they saw this light, and they're like, no, that hurt. Uh-uh, that light hurt. And they ran back into the cage, the cave, because the light was too bright. And they were like, uh-uh, see, I told you, that light too bright. That light hurt. We better go back into the darkness. Into the darkness. But this one, so they went back a little bit because the light did hurt. And so they went back. And then the organizer of the bat who said there has to be something bad, I'm tired of living this way, I gotta get out of here. He said, well, I'm gonna go back tomorrow and try again. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go toward that light one more time and just see what happened. And so the next morning, he got up and he asked those that had gone before, y'all want to go? And then Little Joe and Mary Ann and Sue Lee said, I'll go, yeah, let's go and see. the rest of the people that they're like, no, that light was too bright. I prefer the darkness. And so two or three of them went back with him the next morning, next day. And then the light was all bright again. It was just hurting. But they went a little outside of the darkness into the light. And the light felt warm. And it didn't hurt as much anymore. And then they're like, oh, this is not that bad. I thought, oh, I can see a little bit. And this light feel good. It's not like as painful as it was on the first attempt to leave the cave. And then so they stayed out there for a minute. And then they went back in. And they decided, well, the next day we're going to do it again. And they went again to it. And this time they went further out into the sunlight. And this time, when they went further out, God's mercy, and you know God has mercy on us, right? He saved them from the darkness. He saved them, and they were like, wow, living in the light is amazing. Because in the light, they didn't have to do anything. The light took care of them. Because they realized that of themselves, they could do nothing. Of themselves, they was helpless. They couldn't save themselves from the darkness. And so they stayed in the light instead of running back into the darkness of their fears, of their worries, of their jealousies, of their envies, and strife, and loneliness, and insecurity, shyness. They faced it. Of the fear of the other bats may come out and try to get them that night, chase them, run them back home, or hurt them. They just lived with it and did nothing about it because they knew they couldn't save themselves. They realized the light was saving them. And the more light they got, the more they wanted. And then after a while, because they didn't do anything about it, they didn't run away from it, they didn't deny that the fear was there, but they didn't let the fear make them go back into the darkness. They lived with the fear. They slept with it, walked with it, eat with it, drive with it, drove with everything. And one day they were free, saved by the light. And that cave, C-A-V-E, I am talking about, are the demons, the people in your mind. The dark, evil, jealous, revengeful, thrill-seeking cave that you live in the darkness of your imagination. And then that dark, wicked human nature that lives in other people who try to stop you when you try to get away from the crowd, when you try to leave the darkness of the cave of your heart and your imagination. People try to stop you because they're jealous that you're going to stand alone. And they try to stop you. And so does the people, evil, spiritual people in your head. They try to stop you. They can't believe you. They scream and yell. But what you've learned to do in the light, because you've had, you understand how warm and beautiful and loving and the life is in the light and not in the darkness. And in the light, you don't have to do anything but live. It's kind of like driving down the road when you're driving a car or something. Have you noticed that, unless you're high, but have you noticed that when you're driving, you have a natural ability to be careful, to watch the roads, to watch the red lights when they go from red to green? You have a natural ability to be aware. Have you noticed that? When you're walking down the road, well, most of the time you don't now because you're in your cell phone, but when you before the cell came, you are naturally alert for the most part. Now that you're in the light, without knowing that you can't do anything about the darkness, you got to practice being naturally alert at all times. Be aware where you are and what you're doing, like you would if you were driving. Or you're on a motorcycle or a bicycle or something. You have a natural, God-given alert thing that keeps you present, right? You got to do that with your, become aware of those thoughts. Become aware when you're shy or when you're afraid or when you want to run away from a situation. You got to face it. And just be aware of facing it. Be aware of it. That's all you do. And the light will take care of it. The light will make you free. But you don't trust the light. You're so used to living in the darkness, trusting your imagination and emotions. You won't even trust the light. Something like, didn't God say if you wait upon the Lord, he'll provide your every need? Something like that. If you wait upon him by not trying to save yourself from the darkness, he will do it for you. Even if you go out there and make an attempt and you have, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm scared, but I'm going to do it. And then you're like, oh, no, I'm going back in. And you realize you went back into the dark cave of your imagination. And you're like, oh, no, I don't like the darkness as much anymore. I'm going back. His mercy will take you back, just like that, because he does the whole thing against you. So that's why when you go in and out of thought, just come back to present. Don't judge yourself, oh, I went back, I can't get back, I'm this and that. That's not true. If you want to come back, you can. But the whole thing about the bats in the cave, it's the human beings on earth. Your family members, your so-called friends, your job friends, whoever, your marriages, your children, adult children, are bats living in a cave of their imagination and living in darkness. The beauty is the battle has been already won. It's been fought and won, and you don't have to live that way anymore if you don't want to. You can live in the light of love by admitting, you know what, I'm in a dark cave here. I'm in prison too. I can't get out. Somebody got to get me out of here. And the light will come, and the light will get you out of the darkness of your imagination, where you will no longer have fear, doubt, or worries, or insecurities, or needs, or anything. But you got to let it happen for you. You can't save yourself. And nobody else or nothing else can save you. Only the spirit of the light. But you got to admit that your heart is dark. You're angry. You're jealous. You're revengeful. You're judgmental. You have no love. You're miserable. And you're trying to, you think that if you got something on the outside, somebody or something outside of you, other than the spirit of truth, can save you. And you keep reaching out there for it, into the darkness, thinking that if you got this, you'll be fine. I got married, I have children, I'll be fine. Or I bought a boat, I'll be fine. I got a house, I'll be fine. It's not going to change, not going to help. Nothing can save you from the darkness but the spirit of the light. And there is a light. But you got to invite it in by, I can't do anything, I can't save myself. I am not happy, I'm scared, I'm worried, I'm this, I'm that. I don't want to be that way anymore. I'm tired of living this way. Your greatest prayer is to admit you're tired of living that way in fear, in need, need of love, need of this or that. There's no love on this earth. On this earth, love is just a word. And everybody and their mama use it. Even your enemy will say they love you and then just try to destroy you. Love is just a word with no meaning. Have you noticed that? They don't love you and you don't love them. It's just a word. Real love, true love, everlasting love, life love come from above. Not below. I hear people all the time ending phone calls with, I love you. Your mama calling you up every day, and you hate it when she calls, and you ask her and put on a fake smile, a fake happiness, and then at the end of that call, which you can't wait for it to be over, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. Okay, mom, I love you too. Just a word. Because the minute you don't answer mama's call or you don't call her or text her the next day to let her know how you doing, that love turns to hate, anger. You can leave the cave of your anger, of your emotions, of your lack of patience. But you gotta be willing to stand alone. Take that straight and narrow path and just walk in the light. Remember to stay in the light. Don't forget. Remember to stay present and let it happen for you. And it will. I notice that when I counsel with people and talk to people too, around the world, I can always tell when they have not been practicing being in the light, being present. Because they sound hopeless. All of a sudden their fears are back. Or they're looking for love or something. They married the wrong person. Excuse me. The wrong person. Something went wrong. I'm like, a work is difficult or whatever, right? I'm like, are you doing the silent prayer? And they pause. And right away I know they're not. I did it last night, but I just didn't have time this morning. I had to get up with the kids, or I had to do this. Rule number one, you can only love the light first and foremost with all your heart, soul, and mind, along with nothing else or no one else, and then love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Don't hate. Come out of the back cave and be free. You need love. If you don't have love, you have nothing. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. I mentioned in counseling, if you need counseling, family, individual counseling, anywhere in the world, we have the best counseling service on the planet. By phone, Skype, or in-house. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, all right, to make an appointment there. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. The Men's Forum, this Thursday night of this week. It is the first Thursday of the month. It's the first Thursday of the month.
Man up.
Man up. The meetings are amazing. Going all the way up from the basement, at least to the 50th floor this year. And beyond, if possible, if it happens. And one other quick reminder, we have a brand new newsletter coming out. It's about to hit the mail next week, I believe they told me. If you like a free copy of the newsletter, you can sign up at rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. Rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. All right? Amazing. You would think that every American citizen would want to make sure that when you vote, you show ID, you prove that you're an American citizen, and you vote, and then you vote. The day that you vote is the same day you find out who won. But most people today, they don't want that, especially politicians. And the reason they don't want it, because they need illegal votes. It's about them and not about you. They want power. It's all about self. They're living in a dark cave, C-A-V-E, cave. They're blind and they can't see. And they think having power over the people will give them a false sense of, will give them real freedom, and it won't. It's all about self. And they don't want you to become an individual and think for yourself. NBC, Bay Area. In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that states may count mail-in ballots that arrives after election. Really? They can count mail-in ballots that arrive after election day. Does that make any sense? provide the postmark by the deadline. This highlighted as a positive step for electoral engagement. Watch this from NBC Bay.
Yeah, Jessica, lots of decisions coming from the high court today with enough left over so people will still be waiting to see what they say tomorrow. But let's start with today and your cell phone. The court ruling that the use of cell phone data requires a warrant. This is a win for digital privacy advocates here. If law enforcement wants cell phone location data while investigating, say, a crime, they need a warrant first. Also decided by the high court, and this is big for us here in California, states can count mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. A 5-4 decision that says your ballot, if mailed in by Election Day, will be counted.
It's a really easy way that we connect to democracy by voting. But so many people are unwilling or unable to go in person. And so the ruling was probably, I think, a positive for the way we engage with the electoral process.
She's lying. That's not good. And anyone that wanted to go in to vote, you can go in to vote if you want to. It's not true. Trump said the Supreme Court mail-in ballot ruling give people more time to vote illegally. And that's for sure.
Buckle up. A monumental day on tap at the Supreme Court. The justices is set to issue their final opinions of the term, expected to include closely watched decisions on birthright citizenship and transgender athlete bans. And it all comes after the High Court handed the Trump administration a loss on mail-in ballots, which the president says makes the Save America Act more important than ever. Watch.
Well, because of the mail-in ballot ruling, which was a little bit surprising, gives people more time to vote illegally, let's say. But the SAVE Act is even more important, and that's the right. You have to be a citizen of our country, okay? You have to show you're a citizen of our country, called citizenship. Voter ID by photo voter ID, and no mail-in ballots. Unless you're in the military, disabled, you're ill, or you're away.
Amazing. Remember when voting was so easy? You would go in on that Tuesday. You had all day. They kept the polls open until 8 p.m. So you would have no excuse for not voting. And then some job will let you go and vote and come back to work. And you have to show ID. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. That was from Fox News. Last soundbite on this from an NBC Bay Area. And a 6-3 ruling. Permit the president to fire federal commission. A woman by the name Rebecca Slaughter, but they prevented the president from firing the Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. I wonder why. Watch this from NBC Bay Area.
Also from the Supreme Court today, a 6-3 ruling allowing President Trump to fire Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter. But the court also ruled that Trump's firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook was unconstitutional. In that way, they're keeping the Federal Reserve independent. Another decision from the court today, refusing to hear President Trump's attempt to overturn a jury decision that Trump sexually abused and then defamed writer E. Jean Carroll. No high court decision today on birthright citizenship. Jessica, that is expected tomorrow.
Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Get rid of the white woman, but keep the black one. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to California and talk to Stephanie out of California. Stephanie, you are on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey. So my question is, I don't know how to have normal conversations, it seems like, with my neighbors or anybody. And I don't know what I'm supposed to say, just because I don't know, like, I can't bring up anything because maybe I'm in my head or they're not in agreement, and I don't want to scare anyone off. And I feel like I sound insane when I talk to anybody.
And your question for me is what?
My question is, how do I talk to my neighbors? My husband's in the background, without bringing up the truth.
How do I talk to my neighbors without bringing up the truth? What do you mean by bringing up the truth?
For example, my neighbors always come to my yard and they like stand there and want to talk for a long time. And they'll talk about anything and everything all the time. And this woman was talking about how she feels her dad, he's dead, and she feels him like with her. And immediately I just wanted to like shake my head and say no. And that happens all the time. I'm just like, oh, do I say that? Do I not say that? I just sound crazy.
Do you want to stand there and talk to her?
Sometimes I do, but it feels like it's just a thrill because I should just be looking at my kids.
So are there times when you don't want to stand there and talk to her?
Yeah, after just a few minutes.
And then what do you do when you don't want to stand there?
I kind of look at her. I just stare at her for a while. Like, is she going to leave?
But why don't you just leave? I have to go. Why don't you just say, I have to go? You don't have to stand and talk to her.
It's because I'm in my yard, I guess. But because I'd have to tell her, go. You got to go away now.
But why can't you tell her that?
I don't know how.
You just said it. You just said it. You just said, I got to go. You got to go now. What do you mean you don't know how? I don't understand.
Okay. I want to say that, but I don't want to be terrible to her. I feel like it's kind of, you're right. It's probably just what I need to tell her.
What?
Maybe that's what I need to tell her then. Okay.
No, but what's wrong with you saying you got to go now, or I got to go or something? What's wrong with saying that?
It feels like I'm being rude, like I'm...
Which is worse, standing and having a conversation with someone that you don't want to talk to, or standing to have a conversation with someone, I mean, or leaving from that person, which is more loving?
It'd be more loving not to resent her and just tell her goodbye.
But why don't you do that then?
I think part of me wants to just I want to have a conversation. I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about how she's a daughter of Satan.
You want to what now?
I want to talk about how we're daughters of Satan, our stepdad Satan. I want to talk about other things.
And why do you want to have that conversation with people that don't want to hear that?
Because I don't know if they want to hear it.
But then why don't you have that conversation if that's what you want to do? I'm really confused. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't know what's wrong with me either.
Why don't you have that conversation if that's what you want to have?
I did tell her. And she didn't agree. And I can feel my whole body was like shaking, and I turned red. And then I came back to the conversation, and she moved on. Like she just bounces topic to topic. But when I told her that I think all the boys are sons of God, and all the girls are daughters of Satan, she was like, "Oh, well, I'm a good person." And then it went on to another topic. But I just like.
So
I was like, not okay.
You did say that to her.
I did.
And what made you say it to her?
Because that's all that goes through my mind when I see her. She's like, She's just a walking red flag.
What, meaning what?
Meaning the minute she met me and my husband, she's like, oh, I'm divorced. If I keep him in check if you need my help. And I'm watching your husband, make sure he's on his P's and Q's. And just like everything she says is like, you're crazy.
But I think you're the problem, not her, because you are dealing with someone that you don't see. You can't even be yourself, or you don't want to deal with it. I don't understand why you put yourself in the way of this person, knowing that you don't want to deal with her.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I don't know why. She's like on my mind all the time. I have to like stop myself from looking out the window.
Why are you
judging
her?
I am the problem. I don't know why I judged her. I don't know why. I tried to just stop and say, okay, I wish her well. I'm done. But I don't know. And I was like, maybe I'm just crazy. I'm just going to leave her alone and say hi. But she always comes over. And I'm like, okay.
Because you always make yourself available.
Okay.
Why do you make yourself available for her?
You're okay.
That was a question.
Maybe it's just a thrill.
Why do you make yourself available for someone that always comes over, but you don't want to talk to them, and you feel like you can't have a real conversation, but you always make yourself available? Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't talk to anybody. I'm just with my kids all day. But I don't know why. Maybe I'll go in the house next time. Because she's like...
Why do you make yourself available for someone that you're judging?
Why do I make myself available for it?
Because when you see her, you run out there and talk to her. As a matter of fact, you go in the yard hoping she'll come over.
Yeah, I walk outside and I look over, like, is she out there? I'm looking for her. I'm looking for it. And I don't, and I realize, like, okay, I judged her.
Why don't your husband stop you?
I asked him that the other day. I was like, how come you didn't tell me that's enough and tell me go in the house and cook or something? Why'd you let me talk that long to her?
But it's not his fault that you're doing it. It's your fault. You want it.
I know it's not.
What's wrong with you, Stephanie? Jay, what's wrong with her?
She's so relatable.
Relatable?
Yeah. People being in her head about conversation, talking about whatever you want to talk about, not wanting to talk about whatever the topic of conversation is, not knowing how to end a conversation, it's funny.
Oh.
Because it's relatable.
But she put herself into that, though.
Right.
And then she's judging the woman because Stephanie believes she got the truth, and this woman doesn't have it.
Oh, yeah.
And so she want to put herself out there so she can prove to this woman she has the truth, and she doesn't. And if not, she's going to judge her.
I think she could totally keep it to just a few minutes.
If she wanted to.
Yeah. And that would be, perfect.
What are you saying to that, Stephanie? Hello?
Yes.
What do you say?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes. What do you say to that?
I say, okay, I'll keep it real short and get out of there.
Not like necessarily real short, just as many minutes as you want.
Can I ask you one more question regarding the same woman?
Yes.
Well, she like comes over and brings books, and she's like wants to hug my boys, the kids, and tells them one day we're going to be playing this game and all this dumb stuff. And I don't know. I don't even know what to say when she's like, come here, come give me a hug. And I know that's bad because I should be able to protect my kids.
Do you want her not to do that?
I do. I want her not to do that.
Why don't you tell her then? Why don't you tell her?
I'm just like a coward. I can't even say it.
Well, then suffer.
What?
Just suffer. You love suffering.
Yeah.
Because you could say it if you wanted to, but you love the pain of not saying it. That's why. And you love judging this woman. Do your kids like hugging her?
No, they've yet to hug her. They never go close to her. It's like, okay, lady.
You're the problem, Steph. You're not protecting your own children. And this lady only getting away with what you allowed her to get away with. And then you judge her. And the more you judge her, it take away your ability to stop her. If you love this lady, you would tell her no. Don't bring books. Don't hug my kids. If you loved her, you would be honest with her. You don't have love.
I know I don't have it. I know. That's why I called you.
Are you working on dropping your anger and stuff?
Yes, sir, I am.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
I did. I told her.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. I do it every night. And so the nights don't last as long as the morning ones. I do the morning one.
So then why don't you speak up?
I can't. I don't. I'm not sure. I really don't know what. I'm just like a coward.
And how will you overcome it if you don't speak up?
Okay, I'm going to overcome it.
No, that was a question.
I won't. It'll just get worse.
You are living the life that you want, Stephanie. If you didn't want to live in fear, you will overcome fear. This woman is giving you, based on what you've said, all the opportunities to overcome fear. And you're not taking them. Instead, you're going into darkness and judging and then resenting yourself for not speaking up and resenting this woman. It's not her fault that you don't speak up. And if she doesn't want to play with you, that's on her. And she knows that you're weak because she sees you're not standing up and saying no. She can take up much of your time as she want. She can play with your children if she want. And you're doing nothing. She knows that you're weak.
Yeah. I can see that, yeah. I can totally see that.
Well, just suffer until you're ready to overcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, I got to take a break. Call me again. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Bye. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. 2 more hours to go. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right?
It's the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. June 30th. Last day of the month, by the way. AD 2026. Hang tight, callers. JLP, we'll be right back. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. All right? Those of you who have super chatted. And more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. And we should be hearing about the Anchor Baby decisions. Anchor Baby decision. The Supreme Court decision on birthright citizenship. Soon, and very soon, maybe. They're suggesting 7 a.m. Pacific, and it's nearly 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. But I don't know. We'll find out, maybe. SpaceX arrived on Wall Street this month amid high expectations, and it has so far delivered, according to CNN, if you want to believe them. But for many investors, the real bet is on CEO Elon Musk, and that his next act will be as lucrative as his last. And the Supreme Court, according to CNN, is expected to conclude its term today with blockbuster rulings, including a case that could reshape who is entitled to be a U.S. citizen. Birthright citizenship has long been treated as a constitutional guarantee, which is a joke, but it has come under renewed legal scrutiny under our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration. He has called much attention to it over the past both terms. More broadly, this term of the high court, high on pot, are they? I don't know. Just kidding around, Supreme Court people. Bad joke, perhaps. Has evolved into a test of presidential power, with the justices repeatedly asked to define the limits of the executive authority amid our greatest president's efforts to expand it, according to CNN. Venezuela, you know, they had those two earthquakes and over like a thousand plus hundreds of people have been killed in this dual earthquakes and maybe some aftershocks too. NASA researchers estimate more than 58,000 buildings were damaged or destroyed by the twin earthquakes that struck Venezuela last Wednesday, according to a report based on satellite radar data. The disaster, and it is a disaster, has also left hospitals stretched beyond capacity, with a death toll now exceeding 1,700. Wow, 1,700. Mind-boggling numbers. Anyway, to me anyway. Peace talks, the U.S. and Iran are issuing conflicting statements about potential new talks. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, en route to Doha. Doha sounds familiar. That's maybe like in the Middle East somewhere. I forget where. Pardon my lack of knowledge of geography. After our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said that the U.S. would be meeting with Iran in Qatar today. But Iran said no negotiations are scheduled. So blah, 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 blah. You know what else is ridiculous about the so-called Supreme Court? The E. Jean Carroll case on the Supreme Court on Monday, you heard about this yesterday too, declined to take up an appeal from President Trump over a $5 million verdict and finding that he sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll. Not that he actually did it, but that he more likely than not did it, according to some ridiculous jury, right? Duh. Anyway, a decision that means the president will now have to pay the magazine columnist woman, E. Jean Carroll. Ill-gotten gain, if you ask me, but that's the way of the world. It's the latest chapter in a years-long legal battle that has left Trump owing, so-called, E. Jean Carroll, this woman, more than $100 million across two judgments. It's shameful. Alligator attacks. Three alligator attacks in just 1 week have rattled Central Florida. The latest killing a 31-year-old woman. Serious encounters with alligators remain relatively rare. Pardon me. According to Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation and Commission data, but the recent spate of attacks has prompted new warnings from local authorities. So keep your distance, stay aware, or whatever you're supposed to do. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
glad to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Country and Western Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE, JESSE. And my biblical question, a juicy, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? For those men and women who want to wake up, know thyself, and then you shall know the truth. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to run, but you would love to listen to the show as you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can listen on your phone, podcast, and listen on the phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. 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 A spiritual battle. I want my country back. America. Sweet, sweet, sweet. America. Let me go to Justin out of Ohio. Justin, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you doing, sir?
All is well.
Good, good. Hey, so I have a question for you when it comes to Christian denominations. What is it with these Christian denominations? What is your opinion on them, or should we just be non-denomination and lovers of Christ?
When you say what is it, what do you mean?
Like, what's up with people claiming this denomination or that denomination? I don't believe in the different denominations, specifically Catholicism. You know, they put the papacy above all else, and, like, you got to go through the Pope to talk to Christ, and they're praying to Mother Mary. I just think that we should all love Christ and live in Christ. You don't need to be a specific denomination. There is no single denomination that's better than the rest. You can live in Christ through all of them.
And why do you believe that?
Because Christ is available to all of us. The Holy Spirit is within us.
But what I'm asking, why you don't believe, are you saying you don't believe in denominations, that's what they call, right?
Yeah, they call them denominations. I consider myself just a follower of Christ, a lover of Christ. I don't do the denomination thing.
And what do you mean, you're a follower and a lover of Christ?
I love Jesus, and I love God, and I live for Christ.
And how do you know you do that?
I don't know. God tells me so.
What do you mean?
I just feel it. You know, I can feel the Holy Spirit in me, and I follow him, and I listen to him.
And what does the Holy Spirit feel like?
It feels like peace.
Like pee?
Peace. True peace.
Oh, peace.
Internal peace.
Oh, but there's no feeling to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's just, it's euphoria. It's just peace. You're just flowing. It's like flow state.
Oh, okay. Well, religion.
I come from Catholicism. I come from Catholics, and they swear that the church is Catholicism and the Catholic Church because, you know, it roots back to Jesus. They say Jesus created the church, and they just put papacy above all else. And I just try to tell them, you know, the Holy Spirit's available to all of us. You know, it seems like their argument is always that their church is the church, and I see that among all the denominations. You know.
Well, make sure you don't judge them, though.
No, absolutely not. No. It's just out of love, you know. I tell them that the Holy Spirit's available to all of us, you know.
Yeah, but religion is like the government. Any religion organization is set up, church or Catholic, whatever. They're set up to control the people, just like the government. They're not set up to make sure to point you back to God. They're set up to control you.
I agree with you 100%, Jesse. Like you said earlier in the show, you know, you can tell when someone's truly following Christ and living in Christ. And it just seems to me that, man, these Catholics, every time I discuss Christ with them, they end up arguing with me, telling me that, you know, their church is the church. And I says, Jesus loves all, you know, Christ is within us.
Yeah. Well, God did not establish religion. He has nothing, nor did his son. They have nothing to do with religion at all. They're not in religion at all. And that's why religion doesn't work, because it has nothing to do with God.
Amen. Amen, Jesse. I appreciate all that you do, man. I'm 25 years old. I just went through a divorce, so I got two kids. You helped me out a lot, man. Praise you. God bless.
Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chats.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Five coffees from Robert. Shout out to Charlie Pride, the late great, a black man singing country and one of the best. And thanks to the Bond crew.
He died.
Yeah, back in like 2020, I think.
Oh, amazing! Shout out. Thank you.
I had to look him up. That's how I knew.
He died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Back in when?
2020, December.
A black guy, right?
Charlie Frank Pride.
I kind of remember that.
Charlie with an E-Y instead of the usual I-E.
C-H-A-R-L-E-Y?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you, Robert. Brian R., good morning. How y'all? I'm on vacation in Turkey, and it's amazing. I know JLP is interested in time difference around the globe.
Yeah.
Emoji.
Amazing.
It's 4 p.m. here. Jesse, have you tried the sweet pasty baklava before? Pastry baklava before?
I don't know what that is.
Interesting you should ask. The answer is yes. If you had any from that platter that came from some church gal.
Oh.
That's the stuff that looks like it has little pieces of pistachio on them.
Yes.
And it's that flaky stuff, and it's like...
it was so good.
Oh, my gosh. My mouth is watering right
now. Wow.
So Brian posts...
Thank you.
Brian gave this around 6 a.m. our time, and so I think around 6 a.m. our time, it was 4 p.m. there.
That's amazing. Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Who is that from?
Brian R.
Thank you, Brian. That's amazing.
Jermaine, this is for Jesse's storytelling. Amazing.
Thank you, Jermaine. Amazing.
Argalunas, no message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Little Lemmy raided the stream over there on Rumble. Shout out.
Shout out.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Half Black Tony says, shout out, Jesse. Stick with it, stick with it, stick with it.
I will. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And thank you for your support.
Ryan Z, a very generous 50 coffees. Jesse, thank you. The more I am still and the layers fade, I see it. It is ugly and hard to describe. I am fully aware of the evil in me at all times. The ego pain is real, and I love it.
Right on. And stay with it, because the fact that you can see it, that means the light is shining on the darkness, and the darkness is going to scream and yell, and who will I be if I don't stay? Who will I be? And it sounds like it's you, and it's not. It's going to cry sometime. It doesn't want to leave. But you just watch it. Watch those dark bats disappear. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
ADHD777 asks, you have a favorite country singer? Nice shirt, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing.
And he was asking about if you have a favorite.
My name is who?
Johnny Cash.
Hi. I'm Johnny Cash. Amazing. That's one of my favorite for sure. Even though he's dead now.
Rest in peace.
May his soul rest in peace. But yes, that's one of them. There are others, but I can't think right now.
I just learned about Waylon Jennings, who I didn't know he wrote the Dukes of Hazzard song. Oh, this is after your time.
Waylon.
W-A-Y-L-O-N.
A country western singer?
Jennings, yeah. And he sang a song that somebody else wrote, Kris Kristofferson, for Johnny Cash. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I love you, John. And Johnny Cash was like in the middle of some issue that he was going through.
Amazing. It was nice. Right on. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. 88877. Just, I want to give you this. Apparently, in Texas, speaking of the Bible, and you know how they had taken the Bible out of the public school system a while ago now, and then, but it's okay to have a Quran and anything but a Christian Bible. Breaking news. You see it? The Supreme Court has ruled that states may ban transgender girls from participating in sports at public-funded schools. That's from the NPR.org. So, boys, the Supreme Court has ruled that states may ban transgender girls from participating in sports at public school funded at public-funded schools. NPR, this just came down right now.
Right on.
Breaking news. Thank you, Derek. So transgender girls mean the boys, right?
Yeah, boys who feel like they're girls.
So are they going to stop the girls from playing with the boys, too?
I wish. That was happening long before we were accepting the transgenders. That was happening when I was in high school.
I know.
Girls wrestling with boys. And girls on the football team, what a mess.
This is one issue that as long as they're letting girls play in boys' sport, I'm okay with boys playing in girls' sport. What's the difference? It's the same thing. Darren said, LOL, girls can't compete with boys. That sucks.
They stink. Well, he didn't say stink.
they stink.
Yeah.
But it's okay for the girls to play the boys' sport and weaken the boys, but it's not okay for the boys to play the girls' sport and weaken the girls. Keep them from being. It doesn't make sense to me. And I've asked so many people about that. Are you for boys playing in girls' sport? No. And why not? Because the boys are stronger. The girls don't have a chance. And then I asked, are you for girls playing a boys' sport. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. How can you be for one and not the other and against the other? How is that, Hank?
A double standard. Kissing up culture to women and victimhood stuff.
But it looks like they should know that's so wrong. If the boys are too strong to play in the girls' sport, it's the same thing the other way around.
Right. And like you said, the boys weaken themselves.
They do.
It messes. In the workplace, men don't even like having women in the workplace. A lot of times.
I asked the, I know some guys who do that judo stuff, karate and all that. Is it called karate?
Not anymore. What's
it called?
MMA, maybe?
You know how they Jiu-jitsu? Be doing it? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they have to do it with girls sometimes.
Right.
I'm like, what a beta. And I'm like, so would you weaken yourself? You let her make you weak? They're like, yeah. I don't fight as hard when they fight with the girls.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Imposing that on the guys, but they don't want to impose the guys on the girls.
You have to be careful where your hands go and everything.
What do you mean?
I didn't think I had to explain. But it gets in people's heads. I remember in
the
high
hands
school.
Hands against in the head?
No.
You don't want to mess up their hair?
No, it gets in your head about, oh, I have to be careful how I handle this gal.
Oh, you fought with girls in school?
No, but my teammates did in the wrestling team.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous to
yeah, it is.
Wrestle with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess! But anyway, let me just real fast show you this. In Texas, they approved a new book, state book, last Friday. And it's like a Bible, excerpts from the Bible. New York Times is reporting. The selection have drawn criticism for putting an emphasis on old texts, often written by white and male whites. White and male authors. They mad because they're like, oh, the Bible written by white men. In a state where more than half of students are Hispanic or black. See why integration don't work? Segregation is the way to go. Watch them from ABC News and KVUE.
In what appears to be a first in the country, the Republican-controlled Texas State Board of Education has passed a plan mandating works that all of its more than 5 million public school children must read, and Bible passages are included in every grade's required materials. So in elementary school, students will begin with a picture book series, and starting in the fourth grade, they will read specific Bible passages about Jesus. In middle school, that will include the Sermon on the Mount and teachings about the Kingdom of Heaven. And in high school, students will read Bible passages alongside classical authors like Charles Dickens and Jane Austen. Now, last year, Texas began to require every classroom display the Ten Commandments. This latest change doesn't start until 2030, but this move puts Texas square in the center of the debate over religion in schools, and some educators are arguing this violates a separation of church and state and favors Christianity over other religions.
Some educators and board members have expressed concern that the books on the reading list sometimes conflict with the other things that the state requires these teachers to teach in their classrooms.
We are simply giving them a mandated list, which I believe is unconstitutional, but regardless of what I believe, let's not take their autonomy away. It not only is it confusing, but now you have made it so difficult for a teacher to just read a textbook that could connect with her students in her classroom.
Oh, so the teachers are so dumb they can't read the Bible. She said they can't read a textbook. This is why you shouldn't put your children in public schools. Because the lady just said that's going to make it difficult for the teacher to read the textbook. Teachers can't read either. What do you think happens to your children? So they have like gay books and transgender books in schools. No problem, right? Would you rather have your children read a Bible, or would you rather have them watching this kind of stuff in elementary school? This is from Grok. Videos from West Port Pride Fest 2026 at an elementary school in Westport, Michigan. I mean, Massachusetts, my bad. Massachusetts, not Michigan. It shows a male drag performing in a yellow wig, bodysuit, and white boots. Would you rather them to be reading the Bible or watching this from X? That's amazing. It's amazing that they would bring that kind of stuff to school for the children. Nick, like that Madonna. With the song or the drag queen?
The song. I'm not dragging Madonna, as they say.
Oh.
I meant the music.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Heaven is not earth. And man is not God. What a mess. 888-77. If you love your children, you would not put them in a public school. If you don't love them, you put them in a public school. Really? And you don't have to put your children in a public school. You can homeschool them. If you don't have time to homeschool them, you can find other homeschools. You don't have to do it. And it's not true that it's unconstitutional to teach the Bible in the schools. That's not true. That's a lie. From what I read in history, the little bit that I do read, the great white men who founded this country, is all founded on Christianity by God. And that's what made the country so great. It's not forcing religion on anyone. You force that, you make room for the Allah Akbar religion. They can, like, at 12 o'clock, they got to go pray. And right there in the classroom, they can get down and bow down to the ground for a few minutes or however long. Amazing. I want my country back, but it's not coming back. And I do recognize that. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Let me go to, let's see here. A first-time call out of North Carolina. Ricky, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing, buddy?
All is well, Ricky.
God's great, bud.
And his mercy endures forever.
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. I'm living proof of that. Three widowmakers, and I'm still here, still breathing.
There you go.
Anyway, I want to bring something to your audience's attention, and I hope I can get it out. I see all these people out here trying to get a free ride off of their ancestors' struggles. You know, talking about my ancestor did this, so I should have the right to do this nowadays. And all I can think about is their ancestors are up there in heaven. Yeah, I said they're in heaven right now. Looking down on their descendants, these clowns, and they're sitting here scratching their head thinking, I went through all these struggles, all this sacrifice, all these beatings, always going to sleep dreaming about the freedom that you have, but yet you're sitting here throwing it all away trying to get a free ride off of my struggles. And also have a problem with a lot of people getting bothered by that N-word. I mean, you can't control a white man by calling him a racist, white supremacist, Nazi, sexist, misogynist, domestic terrorist, domestic extremist, because we've been living that since 2016. White people have been called that since 2016. And it's not breaking the white man down, but yet you call a black man a certain name. Oh my God, man, he's wanting to kill you. He's wanting to put you in the hospital. What I'm trying to say is you can control a black man by a word, but you can't control a white man by a word.
What do you mean? What do you mean is not breaking the white man down? White people do have fear of speaking up. They're afraid of losing their jobs or everything if they were to speak up against what's going on in the country.
Yeah.
Isn't that breaking them down?
Not really. Making us stronger, making us more pissed off.
But how are you becoming stronger if you're not speaking up?
Well, I'm speaking up now.
No, I'm saying not just you, but you agree that white people are afraid to speak up, right?
Oh, yeah, they are afraid to speak up because we witness what happens to us when we speak up to the courts and to the mainstream media.
What would happen?
We get a harsher punishment, and nobody's there to defend. Even white people won't defend a white person when a white person does something wrong.
Right. And so how is that not breaking down then? If white people were not being broken, they would speak up.
I don't look at it like that. I kind of look at it like we're being punished just for speaking up.
But that has put fear in white people to speak up.
Yeah, some white people. Yeah, I have to admit, yeah, some white people.
A whole lot of them.
I don't really. Well, yeah, I have to agree. There is a little bit more than what I think it is, but
yeah,
I see white people out here getting pissed off.
But I know, but getting teed off and not speaking up is doing no good. It's best that they speak up with love rather than not to speak up and get angry because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to get mad and then speak up because being angry and speak up, you're going to come out in the wrong way. And then they're going to say, see, I told you, white people are racist. White people do this. But if white people were to speak up without being angry, that's where the real power is.
Yeah. We need to have a conversation with each other. We need to work this out instead of fighting against each other.
Right.
Because the system is getting exactly what they want. The system is sitting out there laughing their tails off. Look at them. We got them fighting against each other. They're not even looking at what we're doing. They're too focused on each other. We succeeded. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I mean, that's why I've said for a while now that there's a genocide in Europe against white people and in Africa. Excuse me, South Africa, and now in America, there's a genocide upon white people because white people have fear. And there's nothing worse that you can have in your life than fear.
Yeah, because the Bible plainly tells you, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Shall is a definitive.
Right.
That means you should not fear. And God also says he did not create us for fear. But man tells us to fear. But yet God tells us, I think it's in 2 Timothy, not to put any trust in man, period. But yet man put an exception on that.
Do you tell white people they need to start speaking up?
Man, I tell them all the time, but they won't.
Yeah. Amazing. What a mess. Ricky, thank you, man. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like these videos. Tomorrow is Wednesday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The first day of July. And as you know, July just feels white. We are celebrating nine years, if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise, of White History Month. July is White History Month. Isn't that amazing? So get your merch. Don't walk. Hurry and get your merch. We're celebrating 250 years of America. We have an amazing silver coin with my face on it. And it's real. So you get an investment and you're donating, helping us to help Barn. Watch this act. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. 800-411-BOND. And right now, the 20th person, I mean, not 20, 10, right? 10th person that buys a silver coin, you're going to get an American flag, silver, 1 ounce American flag at no cost. Another investment. As a way of saying thanks, here are the rules for that.
As he said, it's the American Hope coin with the bonus offer of a new coin. The 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive the bonus flag coin as our complimentary gift. It's not a raffle or drawing. It's just going to the 10th completed purchaser. The promotion is valid while supplies last. One bonus flag coin is available. Purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. Bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records.
Amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And we have punchy coffee there. Good. While you enjoy your beautiful silver corn and the flag, you can have some delicious punchy's coffee. My own coffee. And it is good. And, as I said, tomorrow is the beginning of the ninth year of celebrating White History Month. Get your T-shirts. Check out my books. Amazing books. Check them out. 7 Guaranteed Steps, and all of them are amazing. I will sign them. And then your White History merch. July just feels white. Celebrate. They celebrate everything else. Why not celebrate White History? Since it's white folks who found it and built, with the help of God, the greatest country on this side of the planet. Of Earth, on this side of Earth. I mean, heaven, on this side of heaven. So we're celebrating. And then we have mugs and T-shirts and we're going to show them in a minute waiting. Mugs and T-shirts, amazing shirts. When she's crying, she's lying. And other shirts I can't see up there, but other shirts with mugs and everything. And every dime that you get, you spend on merch, goes back into doing the work here. So you're helping us to help others while you're being helped. Giving and receiving. Again, go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop, but I appreciate it. All right? The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. Then the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. So I'm wondering out loud if the Supreme Court go against, saying, yes, you got to ship the Anchor Babies back. They can't become citizens. Wouldn't they have to leave?
I don't know.
We have to leave.
He may be grandfathered in. But I think that Twitter looks X, you know, Twitter. It looks like it's upholding Anchor Baby's status as a legitimate Anchor Baby American.
Because he's older?
No. I'm not just saying that. It looks like they...
They decided?
It looks like they decided.
And what did they decide?
Hold on. Because this is just random people making these claims.
Oh, okay.
I'll wait until
we don't have the breaking news yet. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to make a decision. All right? In the meantime, let me go to South Carolina and talk to the first-time caller, Victoria. Victoria, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Nice talking to you. I'm a big fan.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was listening to your last caller. And I agree with we don't speak up enough. But I took a big step the other day. And I made a statement online, and it was pretty passionate, and I'm still surprised at myself at how truthful I was coming out and saying, but I had just been like a victim to the. I wasn't allowed to speak in these chat rooms, and I just reached my end, my tipping point where I was like, okay, this is ugly, and no one's even doing anything about it. I don't even know how they're allowed to do this legally online. And
have you always been afraid to speak up, even while you were growing up?
Definitely.
And why? As a kid or young person, why were you afraid to speak up?
I just kind of felt like I was not allowed to. I had no right to do that when it came to racial things.
And who made you feel that way?
I think maybe the schools.
The schools?
Yeah.
And meaning what?
Well, it's just like when we would learn about, like, Black History Month, the way that it was taught, you know, it made you feel evil, even though you weren't alive yet when it happened.
Right.
If you were white, you know?
Yeah.
And then if you were black, it made you feel like, you know, it made everybody just feel uncomfortable. And so that was the tone that was set, was if you stand up for if you st- say something, you're a slave owner now.
What would your parents say about you not speaking up? When you would tell them, well, the school did a Black History thing, and I'm afraid to speak up. You're white, right?
Yes.
I'm afraid to speak up. What would your parents say when you would tell them about those things?
My mom would probably be like, don't do that. Don't punch you in the face.
She would say what now?
She'll tell me, she'll be like, you'll get knocked out. Don't you do that.
Oh, and how about your father?
Yeah. I don't know what my dad would have said about that. I honestly don't know. I didn't really know him very well when I was younger.
Oh, you weren't raised with your father?
Off and on.
He wasn't like married to your mother or something?
He was. He traveled a lot for work.
Oh, I see. So you didn't talk to him about those things?
No.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't something I really thought about anyway.
Oh, you did not?
No.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But, you know, I was on TikTok, and I was in chat rooms with them. And the things they were saying were despicable. They were even, like, plotting how to get rid of us all.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
They were talking about how to get rid of all the white people?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But, you know, if I had never seen you, you know, you opened my eyes a lot to stuff. And, you gave me some courage.
Well, you stay with it and just don't be angry. If you're not angry, you will have the courage to speak up when you need to in the right way. Just still don't be mad at what you see. And when you're not mad at it, you're not accepting it as a good. It's just you won't have the fear because you won't be hating what you see and you will speak up. And white people got to start speaking up. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse, as it is in Europe and South Africa. White people under attack around the world.
It's true. It is true.
What a mess, Victoria.
I know it. It's a pleasure talking to you.
It's good talking to you, too. I appreciate it. Call me again.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Victoria.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE, breaking news.
The Supreme Court blocked President Trump's executive order from January 20th, 2025, whenever it was, that banned birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants and even temporary foreign visitors, according to the New York Times. So anchor babies are safe and citizens, according to the so-called Supreme Court.
Amazing.
And Trump didn't get his way, which would have been the American way.
Can he appeal?
You can't appeal beyond the Supreme Court, I don't think.
But like,
except to God.
No. But you know how sometimes people go to court and then they lose.
Right.
But then they go back, they appeal and go back again, and they may or may not win, but they go back. Can you do that in the Supreme Court, too? Or once they make a decision, that's it?
Once they make a decision on that case, that's it. Maybe you can find another case that's slightly different, or you can, it sounded like the majority opinion, or at least like Amy Barrett or somebody, wanted the Supreme Court to... I mean, wanted them to do it not through executive order, but through the legislature, Congress. Would have to make a law saying, no, these anchor babies are not real citizens. Because the whole question is, from the 14th Amendment, people born in this country, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens. But the line subject to the jurisdiction of the United States is a questionable line. It's like a vague line that's interpreted by Trump and the administration as with full political loyalty to America, meaning you're loyal to America.
Right.
But they decided that anybody who's like born to an illegal alien, undocumented immigrant, so-called, even though they are documented, or a temporary visa holder, baby, are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and therefore are citizens. I'm shaking my head, but that's what according to the Google AI.
I could be wrong because I'm black and slow, and I don't know much about history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about algebra. I don't know much about the French I took.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the citizenship thing was people who were slaves here.
Yeah.
And they were here, and they were already here, and they were slaves.
Yep.
And they were trying to determine if those people were going to become citizens.
That's right.
It wasn't for people coming just having a baby here.
That was the 14th Amendment that was made around those times, in order to make the former slaves, the children of slaves.
So how did it get so out of control like this? Like everything,
125 years ago or so, there was this Wong Kim Ark, 1898. Wong Kim Ark went, I think, all the way up to the Supreme Court or something, where he was born here or something like that to people who were here working or something. You know how we had some Chinese people come here to work? And he argued that he was a citizen under the 14th Amendment. And they said, yes, you're a citizen. And so ever since then, it's been out of control, allowing everybody born here, except for foreign diplomats, children of foreign diplomats. But everybody else, as far as I know, are citizens.
Well,
just
because
they're born here.
It's amazing the efforts and the work that the president, the great white hope, is doing and putting in to make America great again, and then all these things get in his way.
Oh yeah.
But he doesn't give up anyway. He just keep going.
That's right.
Like the ever ready battery.
Like the Energizer Bunny.
Just keep going.
No endorsement implied.
No, not at all. But it's amazing what he has to fight against.
Oh yeah. With his own people that, you know, they part of him getting elected was him making deals with all these so-called conservative organizations.
Right.
And some of these conservative organizations had these whole lists of, these are the judges that we want you to appoint to the different courts and even the Supreme Court. And so he kind of had to work with them and pick judges that they wanted.
And
justices that the Senate would approve. And the Senate's never going to approve anybody who's good.
Uh-uh. No way.
Yeah. They barely got Thomas in, and that was 30-some years ago.
And they would love for him to retire.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like a real American.
Right.
And he's black.
That's right.
And he's real American. And they hate him.
Totally.
At one time, they were trying to impeach him or something like that.
They keep on trying to smear him as this and that.
Right.
Yep.
May God have mercy upon America.
It was, interestingly, it was Thomas Alito, who's always also usually pretty good, and Gorsuch, not Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh sided with the liberals.
He a beta.
And, of course, Amy Barrett. But usually Kavanaugh is less beta than Gorsuch. But Gorsuch was less beta than Kavanaugh this time.
And what happened to Kavanaugh?
Well, Kavanaugh, he fell for something about precedent. I forget what it was.
What I don't understand, those two people you just named, they know that Trump put them there, right?
Yeah.
And how come they don't know they're supposed to support the president?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's that fake fair-mindedness stuff that I was talking with you about white people yesterday. Because they're white, they're white men, and white men, I saw a tweet about this too, that white men are very programmable to have a awkward, strange notion of fairness. Oh, you got to be fair. And so they'll reason with the unreasonable.
But white people used to not be that way. White men used to not be. In the good old days, white men were strong. They fought back. Yeah. And they didn't care about the name caller, what you're going to try to take from them. So that came later.
But this
then.
Is not about, I didn't say anything about name calling and what you might take away from them.
But why
I'm talking about.
Ain't that much fairness in the world.
I'm talking about the seduction of rationalization. When you can rationalize something as being reasonable, you can be convinced.
But
intellectuals can be fooled, and they're intellectuals.
Oh.
Of course, they're weak too, yeah, and they are subject to and swayed. That's true. And maybe they rationalize that. They're not strong characters, that's for sure. Strong in character.
Where you get that from there? The Supreme Court lifted limits.
Limited. Oh, lifted limits.
What?
The Supreme Court lifted limits on Tuesday, today, on how much political parties can spend on advertising and other expenses in coordination with candidates, according to the New York Times. So you can spend as much as you want, maybe. It sounds like a little bit more.
I bet the Democrats are happy to hear that.
Maybe.
Well, they'll fight with each other now because they, according to a report, the socialist communist Democrats are mad and don't like these socialist Democrats.
Right.
What a mess! Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Jesse, how in the heck you been, bro?
All is well, Tony.
And how is your life these days, my friend?
All is well, Tony.
Well, the thing is, my friend, I'm calling.
Can you hold for a minute, Tony?
I show no care.
Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, and I'll be right back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
The so-called Supreme Court strikes again. Strike out. The Supreme Court officially struck down an executive order, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's executive order, in a 6-3 ruling, according to Google AI, okay? But I'm pretty sure that this is true. Info may be false. Disclaimer. Preserving automatic birthright citizenship for children born on U.S. soil. The decision the Supreme Court blocked President Trump's January 20th, 2025 order the day he came back into office in the 47th president, as well as having been the 45th president. January 20th, 2025, Inauguration Day, executive order. The legal reason the majority, which is usually wrong, ruled under the 14th Amendment's Citizenship Clause, children born in the United States to so-called undocumented immigrants, many times fraudulently documented or well-documented. If they're undocumented, how do you know that they're children born here? Duh. Anyway, or temporary visa holders are subject to the jurisdiction, quote-unquote, of the United States and are citizens at birth. The court affirmed the president cannot use an executive order to overturn a century of so-called constitutional precedent. Constitutional precedent and existing federal so-called law. The majority was Chief Justice John Roberts. He's the chief rhino ever since, I don't know which Bush appointed him, right? One of the Bushes appointed him. Maybe W, not sure. Authored the opinion, joined by so-called justices Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, the one who likes beer, and Amy Coney Barrett, the rhino woman, and of course the Obama ones and the Biden one. Obama Justice Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, I think, and of course Biden's Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson. Shout out. The six-justice majority focused heavily on the historical practice and institutional stability. Yeah, right. And conservative justices Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett agreed that changing a 125-year-old framework dating back to the 1898 Wong Kim Ark case requires a constitutional amendment or a formal act of Congress and not an executive decree. The three-justice dissent, the guys who were right, in my opinion, argued that the phrase, quote, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, unquote, was meant to imply full political allegiance. So if your parents are full political allegiance to America, then you're a citizen. They believed the administration's stricter interpretation was a plausible reading of the text and that the executive branch should have the authority to enforce it. And Justice Clarence Thomas, the one true justice, if you will. Shout out Alito. I like him too. I like all of them. Anyway, he wrote the dissent. And Chief Justice Roberts, John Roberts, wrote the majority opinion. What a mess. Shout out. So that's the breaking news. World Cup is still ongoing. In case you missed it on Monday, Paraguay, South American country, I believe, right? They shocked the powerhouse Germany and Morocco. Knocked out the Netherlands. Pretty cool. Whatever. I don't know. Serena Williams is back, set to make her first singles appearance in 4 years. She's that black sister who was sort of under Venus, and now she's well surpassed Venus long ago. Venus Williams is her sister. Shout out. Today at Wimbledon, wherever that is, but it's a tennis tournament thing, right? There was a former NFL running back who revealed he has ALS, which is formerly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. I like the name Lou Gehrig's disease. But it's a heartbreaking, according to CNN. They had a TV interview. Chris Johnson, former NFL running back, revealed it on Monday. He has the fatal nervous system disease. It does lead to death, ALS. Well, he's still alive for now, though. Anyway, the FDA is to reconsider the safety and effectiveness of peptides, I heard. Peptides injections, all the rage. But I don't know. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? An amazing question for those who want to know themselves and overcome evil. Human beings are evil. It's worse than the words that I'm using, folks. All human beings, not one, except for those men and women who have admitted to them, out loud or not, that they are evil and overcome it. Most are not. This is hell on earth. And no physical laws, no nothing going to change that. You need a change of heart. Human beings are wicked. They have no love. Human nature is the nature of Satan. And there's no love in it. It's only hate. Look how human beings treat each other. I rest my case. And family members and everywhere. But anyway, is life physical or spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just got to go and do what you got to do, go and attack ICE. Go and hate the white people and blame them for your problems. Or hate the Jews and blame them for your problem. Blaming somebody because you're a victim. And you just got to go and do it. You can podcast and still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday, country and western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
The? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. A spiritual battle is not physical. Either your heart is evil or it has been changed to good. That's all that exists, folks. You either have love or hate. Let me go back to Tony out of California. Tony, go ahead. Hey, Tony. No, Tony. I have Derek chat. Maybe he's on a speakerphone while we're on hold there. 888-77. Jesse, I wanted we're going to do some super chats while we're checking on that. Then I get back to the phone. I got to catch up with the super chats. I don't want to leave the show without doing them. Super chats.
Half Black Tony says, shout out Hake for being white.
He white.
Shout out Anchor Baby. He Mexican. Shout out Derek.
He black.
Shout out. Info may be false.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Half Black Tony. Yeah. Gregatron, amazing.
Amazing.
Thumbs up, fire, flag, handshake, fist bump, star.
What? Thank you.
Scale Lab Marketing, I want that guy to call back you, call you back talking about that boat, laughing face with tears coming out.
What guy was that?
I'm drawing a blank. It sounds maybe familiar, but I'm not sure.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Scale Lab Marketing.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe it'll come to mind.
Yeah.
Gregatron, I said, amazing.
Amazing. What now?
Both English and Spanish exclamation marks.
Amazing.
You know, they have the upside down kind.
Right on.
The Hague Report had gifted the cookie saying, I predict the so-called Supreme Court will rule in favor of unfettered anchor baby status for all illegal babies, irregardless of common sense.
Amazing. Thank you. No such word.
Indeed.
Irregardless. I've been hearing that word a lot late on the news.
They must be Hake listeners.
And I'm hearing it from, like, news reporters and stuff like that. Irregardless. And politicians.
Yeah.
Irregardless.
English is on the decline.
But I thought everyone knew that there was no such word as... That's always been known.
I know.
No such thing as irregardless. You used to say it a lot.
I thought it was cute. Alas.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hake. Brandy from Hawaii, they know if the kids read/learn the Bible in school, the scales will be removed from their eyes and the children will know the truth. The Bible is a history book and should be in all schools.
In the beginning, there was the Word. And the Word was God. And God was the Word. The Word and God was the Word. In the beginning. That's amazing, Brandon. Thank you. I think this is so right for Texas to do something like that. All the schools should have, but especially for Texas. Amazing. Thank you, Brandon.
Very nice.
From Hawaii.
That's right. Colorful F something cloud. God bless America. Been a member for a month.
Amazing. Thank you.
Walking with Andy. White History Month Eve. Oh, my gosh. OMG. Like a kid waiting for Santa. Drew from Reno.
I was thinking the same thing.
Thanks, emojis.
I was going to say, it feels like Christmas is tomorrow. Amazing. Get your merch. We have hats and everything. Oh, we don't have a hat yet, right?
Correct. Not yet.
Not yet. But we did have t-shirts. Everything else. Right. I just remember. Thank you.
Very cool. And thank you, guys.
At DesileePeterson.shop, by the way.
I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I really appreciate your support. Thank you. Helping us to help others as you're being helped. So it's a give and take thing, and I do appreciate it. Let me go to Stephen out of Maryland. Stephen, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Stephen.
Very good. Look, I'm calling about the basketball player.
Steve, are you on a speaker or something?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Steve. I'll come back to you. Let me know when he's ready, Derek. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Allison. Allison, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Allison.
How are you?
All is well.
Good. I'm calling for some advice.
Okay.
I had told you about the old people that I was taking care of, and the wife was feeding the husband drinks, and that was driving me crazy. Okay, so anyway, so
you're like a home care nurse, and this woman, according to what you said, is giving her husband alcohol after you leave, and it creates a problem, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, she has just been treating me horribly, and I feel like you need to quit, even though I know it's going to break the husband's heart because I'm so good with him, but she's making my life complete hell and difficult and treating me totally disrespectful. And so I feel like I need to move on. And this is like the third person I've taken care of when they're dying. And when it comes down to the family or the people that are really in charge, they have the power. I have zero power. So I'm just, I feel like it's time for me to go, even though I feel bad for him.
And how is she, can you give me an example? How is she treating you? An example of treating you badly?
Okay, so he doesn't remember a lot of things because he's got dementia. So I was going to take him to his brother to have lunch, and she'll do things like she won't tell me what time he needs to be there. So I heard that I was supposed to be there at 11, so I was on my way there at 11, and then she called his phone when we were in the car and said, "Why didn't you tell Allison it was 10:15? So then his brother waited an hour for us to get there because she gave me the wrong time. Like, also, she goes way overboard giving gifts to people because she's loaded. And so happy birthdays and all that stuff is a huge thing for her. So my birthday was Friday. She didn't tell me happy birthday. I didn't get a card. Like, she's not speaking to me. She's leaving me notes that are nasty and, you know, just like, do this, do this, do this. But there's just no love whatsoever when it comes to, like, she's a control freak, so.
And when you talk to her about it, what does she say?
She's mad at me, so she won't talk to me.
Oh, I see. And so why do you feel badly about leaving?
I feel bad because I'm so good with him. And I exercise with him 6 days a week, and that helps him to keep going and moving. Like, I take care of pretty much everything in his life except for after 4 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, someone else help him get ready for bed. But I do all his pills. I exercise with him. I buy all his supplies. I drive him to work and pick him up and bring him back. And so He's gonna miss me big time, and I guess I'm kind of worried about what he's gonna think. But I, with her not liking me right now, it's not gonna get better.
But I don't understand why you're feeling bad about it. It's just a job. Why are you feeling bad? It's not your husband. It's just a job. And if it's true that this lady is doing that to you, it sounds like she doesn't want you there.
Yeah, that's how I feel. She doesn't want me there.
So then why are you feeling badly?
Oh, another lady I was taking care of, she just passed away. And when her son did kind of similar stuff, I stopped taking care of her. And then she just went, plunged downhill and sat alone in a room by herself and died alone. And so that's kind of fresh in my mind that she just died lonely and no one caring about her. And I feel like that's probably going to be the same thing that happens when I leave him.
And why are you feeling bad about that?
I feel responsible because I've been keeping him going.
Is it your husband?
No.
Why are you feeling responsible for somebody else's husband?
I guess because I've been taking care of him for 2 years and we've developed quite a friendship.
But it's still, it's just a job. And if it's true that the boss is treated this way, that means the boss doesn't want you there and you're feeling bad about it. What good is it doing you to feel bad about the guy?
No, it's not making me feel, it's not doing me no good at all. It's all I think about. And
so why are you doing it then?
I guess I wanted to know if you think maybe I should try to like write him a letter and tell him that, you know, it's not my choice to leave, or should I just let her explain that to him? Or I guess I'm worried about what they're going to say, what everybody's going to say about me.
And
even though I know I shouldn't care about that.
Everybody like who?
Well, they live in a place that has several residents, and several of those residents were actually my Pilates students for like 20 years. So there's a lot of people there that I know personally.
They were actually your what for 20 years?
Say that again?
You said they were your what for 20 years?
I taught them Pilates, like kind of like yoga.
Oh, you did Pilates with them?
Yes.
Oh, I got you.
So they all know me. I see them in the hallways, and I have great memories with those people. But then if I just disappear, I'm kind of afraid about what she'll say about me. But I feel like they've known me long enough to know that whatever she says is probably not true. She's crazy.
What good is it doing you to think about what others are going to say about you?
It's not doing any good.
So why are you doing it then? Why are you thinking about stuff like that? And that doesn't make sense to me. How are you going to live your life thinking about what others are thinking about you? What good is that doing you?
It's not doing me any good, and I'm trying to recover from it for sure.
So
listening to you is helping me for sure.
And you're trying to recover in what way? How are you recovering?
I think I've just been so codependent my whole life and cared about what other people thought and tried to please everybody. And that has not served me. But since I've been listening to you, I'm like, wait, why am I doing this? It's not making me happy in my life.
And why are you doing it?
Because I want to be liked, I guess.
And why do you want to be liked?
I guess because that's always what I did do.
And you gotta always live a miserable life like that?
No, I'm not.
So why don't you stop then?
I'm stopping. And I really need to quit this job. I feel bad, but I really need to quit. And there's several other people that need, I mean, there's so many people that need a person like me to help them but this is the third person I've done it for. And that's actually not serving me either, because then I just feel bad in the end because I don't have any power and they let me go. But there's so many other things I could be doing. I'm a musician. I sell vintage clothes. I have my own interests, so I don't need to be somebody's personal assistant and do everything for them.
And who is feeling bad about what others think about them? And this, you're feeling bad for the old guy, and you feel bad that the other guy's mother died lonely. Who is feeling bad? Who are you talking about?
I feel like it is my ego.
But then why are you calling your ego you and then going along with it if that's what it is? Why are you doing
that? That's a great point.
No, that's a great question.
It's a great question. I think it has to do with a pattern that I'm trying to break where I'm listening to my ego. I'm listening to my mind like, they can't live without me, and it makes me important, and I know I'm not important, really.
You're not.
I know I'm not.
And the fact that you're thinking about what others are going to think about you, and the fact you're feeling bad because, according to you, this woman is treating you this way, so her husband may die alone, that's nothing but ego. You think you're more important than what you are, and you're not that important.
No, I know I do know I'm not important.
Then you shouldn't be feeling bad about anything.
That's right. You're right. This is why I'm calling you. I need to get my head, not my head, but I need to get, back into the silent prayer, back into just know. I think another thing too, Jesse, is I worry about financially, like how will I take care of myself?
But you say you have all these other talents.
I do. I have so many other talents.
And what
really
good is it doing you to worry about finance?
Nothing.
So why do you do it?
Old habits.
Why are you not doing the silent prayer?
I am doing the silent prayer.
Every morning and night?
Yep.
So then why are you still listening to thoughts?
Well, I'm catching them a lot faster now. Before I'll tell you one thing that you've really helped me with this. I've had a wait and see. I haven't done anything. I haven't said anything I would regret. I haven't said anything mean or done anything that I would regret. I haven't blamed anybody, tried to argue with anybody. I've just been minding my own business.
Right on.
Minding my own P's and Q's and not doing anything. I mean, I'm not. Normally in the past, I think I would have tried to fix it or apologize or whatever to try to, like, smooth it over, but I'm not doing that. I've just been having a wait and see. But honestly, I keep thinking this is just not serving me. So I don't know why I'm having a wait and see when she's going to fire me.
When, if let's say you decide to leave, why do you need to write a letter when you know that you're going to leave? Why can't you tell the guy that you're leaving?
No, I will.
You said you're going to write a letter or something. Why can't you just let him know this is your last day or whatever?
I think that's a great idea. I think I wasn't
expecting.
No, that's
a question. Why can't you let him know? You said you're going to write a letter. Why is it that you can't let him know? Since you work with him, why can't you let him know this your last day or whatever?
Yeah, I can.
No, why can't you, though? You said you're going to write a letter.
No, I said, should I write a letter?
Oh, you asked. Okay.
I was trying to decide if I should explain myself to him.
But why wouldn't you?
I want to.
Why wouldn't you?
I will, because I really respect him. He was a CEO of a company, and he was a big deal. It took me a long time to get him to just trust me because I help him with everything.
But why wouldn't you? That would be, if you got to leave, and he's the one that you're working with, and his wife is according to you treating this way, why wouldn't you just say, this is my last day, your wife is a bitch, and I can't, I'm not going to participate in that. Why can't you just say that to him?
I can say that to him. I can absolutely say that to him.
Amazing.
And I will say it to him. Yeah.
And then,
so I'm thinking Saturday's going to be my last day, 4th of July, Independence Day.
Why History Month?
That's right, exactly.
And then only evil people think about what other people are going to think about them. So you have no business, do what you want, but you should never put one thought into what other people say or think about you, because that, you know, those people are evil for doing that. They don't love you. They get in a thrill. Why would you just wish them well? Don't be mad at them. So if those people that you've been doing Pilates with, if they think they believe what their woman say about you, just know they were never friends anyway.
Yeah, you're right, Jesse. This is exactly why I wanted to call you. Thank you so much.
Amazing. So let me ask, do you have a life?
No.
You don't have a life?
My life has been consisting of taking care of other people's lives. So my life is getting lost in the shuffle. There's no doubt about that.
And what life is getting lost? When you say your life, what life?
When I'm staying in the present moment, because that's where all the really good stuff is. And that's when I'm living that way, everything works out beautifully. And I'm in the moment about whatever God puts in front of me that day. And that's usually how I live.
So when will you stop cooperating with thoughts, which is the devil, which is evil? When will you stop cooperating with him by believing him and reaction so that he can disappear once you stop cooperating with him? When will you do that?
Starting right this second.
All right.
All right.
When you stop cooperating with, when Satan tempts you like that, he can only exist when you cooperate with temptation.
It makes perfect sense.
So don't cooperate with him or he'll be taken away from you. He has to leave and go make a home in someone else.
Yep, that's right. That's great, Dusty. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I wish you well and you stay with it.
Thank you so much, Dusty. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I will do that.
Amazing.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. Steven is on, his phone's not working there. Okay, his phone dropped. Okay. Amazing. Super. I want to go to this sound right there while he is coming in, and then I will. I want to get to his minute call, but I wanted to show you another example of how the nature of evil, human nature, is Satan nature. It's not of God. It's not of good. And you're never going to find good in human nature. You're never going to find love. Human nature doesn't have love. It just has the word love. And the word love is not real. It's just a word. It's like the word racism. Racism is not real. Everyone knows that. Every person on the planet knows it. That is just a word. But they treat it as though it is real. Isn't that amazing? And you're supposed to overcome words. God is a wordless God. Satan is a wordy God. False God, little g. But he's the one that's inside of other people giving you all these words to control you. And inside of your own mind giving you words to control you. You got to overcome words. A word is just a word. That's all it is. But you give it life. And it controls you. Stephen, let me go to Stephen. A first time call out of Maryland.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Jesse. Great to talk to you.
You too, buddy.
I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Is life physical or spiritual?
I'm going to say it's 100% spiritual.
And why do you say that?
Our physical bodies die and decay. And like they say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. In the story of Leviticus, Jesus told the witness there that Leviticus wasn't dead. He was asleep. That's how it's possible for the Apostle Paul to say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amazing. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creature arrive. Stephen, do you have a life?
I do not.
Why not?
If I did, it does not belong to me.
What do you mean by that?
I spend too much of my time putting other people first that I don't have a life of my own.
Can you hold for a minute, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
All right. The stretch office now open on pills.net. I'll be right back.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life. And I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now. And everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Country. Hey, Western Tuesday, 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The guy with the good hair, he white. And he's on fire. And then, oh Lord, the American anchor baby. Energy greater than Trump. Greater than the Great White Hope. The American anchor baby, we found out today, he will not be deported. Anchor babies can stay, according to the report. The court said that the anchor baby can stay, and he don't have to hide from ICE. ICE, ICE, baby! So he's here every day, except Friday, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then on Friday at 12 Pacific time, give or take, the American anchor baby. On energy everywhere, on fire. And then don't forget to make a donation to our nonprofit. It's tax deductible. You can mail it in, make a check of money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 350-90 LA, California 90035. P.O. Box 350-90 LA, California 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And even easier than that, go to joptalk.com. joptalk.com. Or you should scan the QR code to support Barn. All right? I do appreciate it. Thank you all. Those who are already helping without me having to even ask, thank you. But some people say, hey, Jesse, you need to remind the people. They just forget. They're busy. So thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to your first-time caller, Steve, out of Maryland. Hey, Steve, so you don't have a life or you do have a life?
I would say I don't.
And why don't you?
The answer I gave, I'm not sure I want to follow through with, but I said I'm always worried about other people instead of putting myself first. But I'm not even sure if I had a life, I would recognize it.
And when you say you worry about other people, give me an example of what you mean by that.
When I wake up in the morning, my first thought isn't of myself. It's of my family, my children, my wife, my mother, and the plans that I have, and for them that day, and what my schedule is.
Are your children little?
Yes, I have a 10-year-old daughter.
And why do you think about your mama?
Well, she lives with us, and she's getting a little older, and I just, you know, her health isn't the best, and I'm a mama's boy.
And why are you letting your mama live with you? What's wrong with you? We're a beta.
last thing I want you to call me. But
why are you letting your mama live with you?
Well, you know, she took care of me for so many years.
She was supposed to. She had you.
Well, who's to take care of her in her later years?
She was supposed to prepare for that. She's not supposed to be a burden for you.
Well, I won't exactly say she's a burden because she can't get around herself and, you know, she's pretty, you know, strong-willed.
Well, she's a burden then. You say she can or cannot get around?
She can get around.
So why is she with you then?
I took her out of a two-story house into a single-level home to help her out.
Where's her husband?
He's passed.
Oh. Why don't you put her in an old folks home?
Well, that would be even worse, wouldn't it?
What do you mean?
You don't know the kind of treatment them people, you know. I've heard some horror stories about them places.
Oh. So you stuck with her, huh?
that's a heck of a way to put it, Jesse.
How does your wife feel about your mama?
What?
How does your wife feel about your mama living with you guys?
My wife adores my mother.
Oh, she does?
She's a very appreciative of the help she gets us. She gives us, she does do things around the house to earn her keep, if you will.
Oh. So your wife obey you?
No, sir.
She doesn't?
No.
Why would you marry someone that will not obey you?
Because when I met her, I was a beta male.
Oh, okay. I understand.
You have helped me, you know, reach my alpha roots.
Right on.
So to speak.
I understand. Every man married the wrong woman. Every woman married the wrong man. They married, men married their mamas, and the women married their weak daddies.
This is my third mistake, then.
Yeah. You've been married three times?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Why so many times? You love pain.
Well, they say the third time's a charm, and, you know, I was going for that third time.
Well, you found out that wasn't true.
Yes, sir.
So you forgiven your mother?
I have not had that conversation with her yet.
Why not?
Because I'm a coward.
But, Steve, how will you be free? How will God forgive you if you don't forgive her?
I don't know, Jesse. It's one of those things where it's hard to sit down and have that conversation with her.
Why?
Like I said before, I'm a mama's boy.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
Wow. Are you still afraid of your mama?
Yeah, I would say so. And I need some counseling.
And so, why don't you just do it anyway, shaking in your boots with fear? God said, come as you are, right? Weak,
yes.
Afraid, unsure, lost. He said, come as you are, and then he would take care of you. Why don't you do it shaking in your boots anyway?
It's probably the uncertainty. I don't want to lose the relationship we have.
But you don't have a relationship.
No?
No, because you have a relationship, you will forgive her and be honest with her.
It's just easier said than done with some people. You're a blessed man, Jesse.
It's not supposed to be easy. You're supposed to do it.
100%.
And you're fortunate in that she's right there in your home, and she ain't dead. How old is she?
70.
And she ain't dead yet. I mean, what a perfect time to shake it in your boot and face her and forgive her so that God can forgive you. And then you can finally start dealing with your wife in a perfect way and protect your child from your wife.
Is it just that simple to just say, Mother, I forgive you?
When you see that you need to forgive, you have anger toward her, you're afraid. And see that you're wrong for resenting her. She couldn't help herself. Her mother screwed her up. And you go to her and say, hey, I've been resenting you all my life. I realize now that you couldn't help yourself. I'm wrong for resenting you. And whatever her response is on her, and you're not responsible for her actions at all. And don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive her, because forgiveness is when we can admit we are wrong for playing God. And God will forgive you and make you free.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Shaking in your and don't do it just because don't do it just because I said it. You need to do it because you see you need to do it so that God can forgive you.
Yeah, you're at, I listen to you every day. You make a whole lot of sense, and I can see where you're right.
At 40 years old, man, you should not be living a life of fear of your mama. And you don't owe your mother anything but love, meaning not to resent her. Because when they had you, you didn't make a deal with them while you're up in heaven. Okay, y'all have me, and I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to take care of you when you get old. Parents are supposed to take care of their children. That's what they do. It's not a favor.
Well, but then she's kind of still, you know, taking care of us in a way. I mean, like I said, she's helping around and she's doing her thing and doing things that we're not able to do and have time to do.
But isn't she living there rent-free?
More or less, yes.
Well, I rest my case.
Man. Do we know how to grind them gears, Jesse?
If you want a life, Steve, you got to give up a life. You got to give up the hateful heart. You got to turn to love.
And I would say I'm a hateful person because I have anger.
Yeah, you're just like your mama.
Right.
You become like what you hate.
I get you. I got you.
Every man become like his mama. That's why God said we must be born again of the spirit of the Father. Every man is like his mom. He has his mother's spirit. An emotional man is a woman. He has his mother's spirit. It's not normal for men to be emotional.
I try to preach that. I just need to practice what I preach.
Yes. And how do you know you're angry?
I lose my temper, you know, every now and again, and over things that are very meaningless.
Just like a mama.
Now. Well,
you got work to do, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You're 100% right. If I get this done, like you say, I should. I know I should. I'm gonna give you a call back.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
I'm late right now, so I'm at work.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care.
Okay. 888-7753-773-888-77. Jesse, let me go to Mays, my friend, your friend, and the world's friend. Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, you are on the air.
Jesse, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
What do you mean when you tell Caucasians they need to speak up? Speak up about...
Speak up about what? For the last 70 or so years, white Americans have been made to believe that they are responsible for the downfall of black people, that they are responsible that black people are not capable in life now. And then if they do say, no, I'm not your problem, it's your own problem, I'm not doing this or that, I'm not a racist, they're afraid that they're going to lose a job or they're going to be called racist and all that crap. And they need to speak up about that, because by not speaking up, it's just making the blacks hate them even more so, because evil hate weakness. And as you know, Maze, white people are under attack right now. They're under, they're being taken out.
Taken out by who?
By the blacks and the politicians and Mexicans, not all Mexicans, but Mexicans, and not all black, but most, they have been genocide. Right. They are knocked down in streets. They are me. Phone drop. Your phone drop, Mace. They're being knocked out, robbed, raped, I mean, just slapped out in the streets and all kinds of things. They've been called racist. They're losing their jobs because they won't speak up. Call me back, Mays. Your phone dropped. Let me go to Dan. Oh, that may be Mays calling right now. Let me give it a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5. And it is Mays. So they need to speak up and let the world know that they are not the world's problem. The world got its own problem, and they are not to blame.
And that's what you said.
I'm sorry?
What about the ones that's trying to speak up about bothering people that's not bothering them?
About what?
When you have Caucasian bothering people that's not bothering them, who's supposed to speak to those people?
What do you mean by... First of all, let me ask, when I tell you why they need to speak up, are you disagreeing with that?
Yes, I am.
And why?
Because all the laws you have are pertaining to them. They created those laws.
What law is protecting the white man?
The one that you were just talking about today, about Anchor Babies and all those different people, and who tried to change it, and the Supreme Court fixed it that way.
The Anchor Baby ain't white.
What?
He may think he's white, but he ain't white.
But that's his thinking of his own. So you always telling them to speak up. Talking about Africa and different places like that. If Africa would have been a peaceful place, then who's over there messing with Africa? South Africa.
Nelson Mandela and others.
Nelson Mandela's dead.
I know, but he did that before he died. He was a communist.
So when you hear one of those, like, called you this morning talking about speaking up and saying stuff, he's not talking about the same speaking up you talking about. He's the run around here and don't have nothing and jealous of something someone else has, and they want to speak up and hate him for that.
But white people are not jealous of anybody.
Really?
White people are innovated and motivated. And white people are the ones that build things that the people of color tear down.
Oh, really?
What do black people
do?
What black people?
I don't
people?
Know. What I have don't they know. Built? They never build anything.
May, in 70 years, tell me one good thing that white people have done for the country.
What white people have done for the country?
No, black people.
You tell me. You tell them they need to speak up. Speak up about what?
No. Tell me one good thing that tell me one good thing that the blacks have done to make America great.
They created their own banks to help America, and they did their own thing until they got blown up and burnt down.
What?
That's what they have done.
You're like
for
100
America.
Years ago, I'm talking about in the
I don't
last
care.
70
we're celebrating.
Years.
We're spreading 250.
I'm talking about in the last 70
so,
years.
Who does it? Because you keep saying that they just took the man out of the house and they did that. Who is the they? What the, who do we look at?
The so-called civil rights leaders.
Other civil rights leaders didn't have no more rights than anybody else.
No, they did. They the one that convinced
them. I'm glad you're giving them a day.
Maybe.
I mean, a month. What?
The so-called civil rights leaders are the ones that told blacks, we're going to give you welfare, you're going to come vote for the Democrats, and you're going to let us as your leaders. Downhill for the blacks ever since.
I know. It's been downhill since they put the crack in the community, since they switched over from Republican to Democrat. That's when it went downhill. And they both worked together. The
Who
Republicans,
put the crack in the community?
Ali North them.
Who?
Oliver North of them.
Oliver North.
Oliver North.
Oh, yes.
Who's Oliver North?
He was a Reagan guy.
You don't know.
Oh, I can't remember that name now.
Okay.
Who told the blacks? The blacks take the drugs?
Did what?
Did they make
the
blacks take the blood?
If they made them take it or how they got there, but what was the
Who do you down? Blame for taking the drugs, the whites or the blacks?
Who you want to know who I blame?
Yeah.
The black people that went and hung with the white people that gave it to them and they sold it for them. That's who I blame.
But still, who made them take it?
They would have stayed. If they had sense enough to stay away from it, it wouldn't have been involved in it.
So the blacks didn't have sense enough not to take the drugs?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Some of them did.
So you can't blame the white man for that then?
Well, I'm saying, who do you blame for the opioid?
Am I right?
No.
So you blame the white man that black people sold drugs through the blacks.
I blame both of them.
Mace, hold on. So you blame the white man that black people bought drugs from the white man, sold them to the black people, and the black people took the drugs, and you blame white people for that?
Who do we blame for the opioid epidemic?
Do you blame white people for that?
Yes, I do. I blame, they are part of it.
Why don't black people take responsibility for their own life? What's
They have responsibility.
No, you just blame the whites.
No, I'm saying, well, who you blame for the opioid epidemic?
What?
Who do you blame for the opioid?
I blame the people who are taking them.
Really? So why did the government have to give them opinions and stuff when they take too much and they fall out to bring them back? Our tax dollars are paying for that.
Because the government needs you to stay alive so you can vote for them.
So the Supreme Court has spoke today, which their laws that we have, and you have people like the man that call in someone's telling the truth. That's the truth if you follow God's law and you in the Supreme Court laws, because they didn't have them at one time, and some want to keep it that way, so nobody else can speak but them.
What did the Supreme Court do that was God's law?
I didn't say it was God's law. I said there's two laws, God's law, man's law, which is the Supreme Court is man's law. God's law is honor thy neighbor as thyself,
right.
But they don't have no neighbors.
Do you love your enemies?
What? No, I don't love my enemies. Because I don't have any, so I got I don't have enemies except those that want to put me on the back of a truck and pull me down the road with a rope.
James told me to tell you that the Supreme Court interprets the law.
That's right.
Congress makes the law. Right here.
Who makes the law?
Congress.
And what else do the president do?
He signs it.
Supposed
into
to be abiding by the law. He's making laws.
No, he doesn't have to abide by the law. No. He enforces the law.
Right. He doesn't abide by the law.
If he's enforcing the law, why is he trying to change laws?
Because those laws
are not fair laws.
Yeah.
Really?
They're unjust laws.
They can't. To you, they're unjust because you want to do unjust things.
You're not supposed to.
Back at you. Sorry. This is not the hate report.
That don't work. Not with me. And
wow,
now I'm back at the thing. It's like, do right.
I get mad. Oh, yes,
it's nice to hear you and James laughing and not out of anger. So why you tell them when they backs up, nobody's doing anything to the Caucasian man.
That's amazing. What world are you living in?
I'm living in the same one you living in.
USA?
Yes, I am. I'm living in the country, not the rural. USA is where I'm living.
Right on. Are you celebrating?
And I want my peace.
Are you celebrating 250 years?
No. I don't celebrate. What do I celebrate?
You're not celebrating 250 years of America.
No, I'm not.
You're not grateful.
Why do I have to? Because somebody told me I had to.
You should be grateful.
Really? Grateful? What am I grateful for?
Are you going to celebrate White History Month?
No.
What the? Maze, I got to run.
Okay, you have a good one, Jesse. Y'all month, and then I want them to explain to us what they got to tell people.
Okay.
And they need to take a look at what's going on in this world today, not because of black people. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you. Super.
Over on Super Chats. YouTube H-Town Julie says, Happy White History Month Eve, Jesse and crew, American flag, which is a cool-looking one, interesting. And thanks, Hans, strong arm,
right
cowboy.
Thank you. Happy White History Eve.
Nick LaBoya with a rumble rant. Our founding fathers knew allowing all races would destroy us. That's why they passed the Naturalization Act of 1790, whites only, until overturned by the 1965 Immigration Act.
Amazing. Terrible. A friend of mine just texted me.
Yep.
And he's visiting with his father. And they are tight now. And he's like, my father and I are one.
Nice.
His earthly father now. Amazing. And they were at a Kanye concert.
Wow.
Amazing. Kanye's performing down in Florida.
Nice. Shout out. Ye is his new name.
Ye, that's right.
Yeah. Nikki, thank you again, Nick LaBoy. Nikki bought a coffee. Biblical question response is life spiritual or physical? Nikki says spiritual. Call me crazy, but I feel like everything I experience only happens within me. In reality, everything just is, but we give it meaning. I don't know.
Amazing. I put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing.
Pretty cool, Nikki. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Nick LaBoy, about the Immigration Act mess. Mike Young says, ask Maze, does she love white people? Or ask Maze, do she love white people?
She's gone now. I'll ask her next time. Good question, too.
I missed it, Mike.
Yeah.
Fazul, forgive mama. Say the simple words and don't amend them. It's like jumping in a pool. Don't stick your toe in to check the temperature. Jump right in.
once you forgive, you're going to be amazed how you're going to be surprised that you have fear. Just think about it. To go and forgive your mama, you got fear. Why are you afraid of your mama? Because you don't like her. You resent her. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Fazul.
Yeah, good point.
And shout out to all of y'all over there on... Oh, Pastor Chatelet says, poor Toby didn't get a chance to cry and do his little tap dance. Poor Toby. Meaning Tony from California.
Oh, no, Tony dropped.
Call back, Kunta Kinta. We need your salty tears.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor Chatelet. That's amazing. Chatelet. And shout out to the Pilled crew. Shout out to the Rumble crew. Supporters, and shout out to the YouTube monthly members on all three channels. Thank you kindly, and thanks, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank y'all. We're doing, I gotta do 2 hours of Fallen State taping now. Isn't that amazing? Little lady, today, but stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Come out of the dark bat cave. Don't stay in the darkness. Come into the light. It's going to be hard. You're going to be afraid. It's not easy, but a little bit of light at a time will make you free. Come out of the back cave and be free. Drop the anger. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Not you might be forgiven. You shall be forgiven. And life will become amazing. All right, folks. Dan out of Seattle and the callers that's dropping right now. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is White History Day. Wednesday. Amazing. Take care, folks. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Thank you, Jesse.